Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Little Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be here with you once again. Thank and praise God for this opportunity to come, as always, to be with you and to share it with you. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we bless the Lord for that. I want to say a belated happy Thanksgiving to all. Praise God, pray that your Thanksgiving, praise God, that was just blessed, hallelujah, in spite of your circumstance or regardless of your circumstances, wherever you are, whoever you are, thank and praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We praise and give him thanks because it could have been worse, it could have been better, but thank God that it was, and we have among the living to see it once again, one more time, and we thank God for that. You know, in everything, the Bible tells us to give thanks, and we need, in all things, we need to do that more often. Give him thanks because each day that he gives us life and we're able to get up, we're able to articulate, we're able to walk, we have our movements, even sometimes if it's having discomforts or whatever it may be, but nevertheless, you have it, you have that ability to do so. It's time and it's there for us to say thank you, Lord. Let's always be reminded of that, hallelujah, glory to God, because it could have been a lot different, hallelujah, glory to God. To God be the glory. Excuse me, in all things, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, I was thinking about myself and our situation. You know, we had, won't go into too many details about it, but when we thought about it, we looked around at it, where we are now compared to where we was last, where we were, I should say, because it was more than just me, where we were last year. It was such a blessing, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. So we just shout and give God the praise for everything, not only for the great things, the small things, the little things that seem insignificant, all of it, praise God, because it all comes as a whole big package, praise God, and we just offer our thanks and gratitude up to the Lord continually, and then also to be able to thank him for the things that exist now, things that are yet forming even now that are coming forth, and as well that which is to be in our future by his grace. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank him for that in advance as well. So again, as I said, this is Thanksgiving time. Hallelujah. The day that we celebrate may have gone by, but nevertheless, it is still in the air. So let's say thanks. Hallelujah, glory to God. To God for his great and mighty acts, all that he's doing, whether we understand it or not, let's give him praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Today, we are going to be playing music for the better part of the day. We're going to have a prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to come back on our next show by the grace of God, pick back up on our teaching. And of course, we will be teaching at that particular time, picking it back up on our subject matter, and as I said, we'll be on this the psychological manipulation a little bit longer with regard to the various to anger and situations and stuff like that. According to that, we'll be there a little bit longer, but we want to just also to just kind of just open it up a little bit more and deal with some of these the different emotions and so on and so forth, and maybe some of the behaviors, praise God, as well. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We want to talk about that. So we're going to talk a little bit about indirect aggression when we come back by the grace of God, and we're going to talk a little bit about obsessive behavior. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we're going to be picking back up on that, and we pray, praise God, that you will just be blessed, hallelujah, in a mighty way. Hallelujah, glory to God. And glory to God in a mighty way. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God for this opportunity to be with you again. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we want to invite you to come back, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, to be with us as we pick back up on these particular two subjects that we're going to be talking about, praise God, on our next show, hallelujah, glory to God. But for now, we're going to get ready to get into the music, hallelujah, glory to God, and, you know, and play a few songs. I want to remind you, praise God, also that you can reach us by calling us here. Well, for the Let's Talk with Dr. Little Radio Show, the phone number here is 1-646-478-4952. Praise God, to reach us, praise God, for ministry, praise God, whether you will need a prophetic word or whether you need prayer, whether you need counseling or whatever your needs are, praise God, please feel free to reach us by calling us at 305-9175 2223 or 786-991-4818. And you can also email me at drlily@yahoo.com. Now, the websites, of course, for products and services and all that we have also is like www.apostlecondesso.com. And, of course, our main website, www.lrobinsoncondessoministries.org. Listen and be blessed. And, again, a great big shout-out to each and every one of you for being with us today and also the Blog Talk Radio, and a hearty, hearty welcome. Listen and be blessed. praise you. Praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Cherish the old rugged ground.
Hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to get ready to go into prayer, and we just invite you to come and join with us, praise God, as we enter into prayer today. Hallelujah. Thanking God again for his goodness, for his mercy. Thanking him for the even the times when we are seemingly down on things that are not working right. Thank him anyhow, because as you are thanking him and as you are praising him and giving him the glory, hallelujah, glory to God, he is oftentimes more often than not working behind the scenes to make things better for you. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you are an on-time God. You are God that works things out, hallelujah, in ways that we cannot even begin to imagine. You know, we are reminded of what you said in Jeremiah 33:3, to call upon you and you would answer. And, oh God, show us marvelous things that we did not know of. And, Father God, I thank you for that, because so many times, you know, or we know not of, so many times we think that we have the final answer. We have it all stacked up, so to speak. If everything is there that we know that we know that we know that we know. And, Father God, so often and not many times, Lord God, there's more to be seen, but because we are looking at it through our natural eyes, Lord God, and not examine it, Father God, through the spiritual lens that you've given unto us, we miss out on it. And Lord God, we just ask you today, as I pray, Father God, and touch and agree with those that I'm lifting up to you, that, Father, that you will give them new vision, new sight. Give them insight to see, Father God, beyond what their natural eyes can see, including my own. Oh God, let them see, Father God, your mighty hand working behind the scene. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, perfecting that which is imperfect concerning them, Father God, and on behalf of them. In the name of Jesus, make a way, Father God, where there seems to be no way. Open doors where no man, Father God, can close. No man can open the doors that you close, Father God. But also, Lord God, I pray that you close doors that are open, Father God, that when they lead away or try to hinder, block, or impede, or try to stop the blessings from coming through. We pray, God, that you will just turn things around in the favor of those that are calling upon your name because of need, desire, or your promises in the name of Jesus that has been given, Father God, but somehow or other things have been held up. In the name of Jesus, we are asking you, Lord God, for divine holy release. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to dispatch your angels that send them forth in the name of Jesus to help to expedite these matters in the name of Jesus and bring them forth in the name of Jesus for your honor and for your glory. Break down, pull down, move out anything that you need to do, Father God. Unshackle, Father God, anything that you need to unshackle, Lord God, so that the blessings of the Lord can flow through, can come forward in the name of Jesus. Do a work in every heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let nothing be in the way, Lord God, that will hinder or block what you're trying to do and bless. And hallelujah, glory to God, and bless us, O God. Lead us, God, direct us, strengthen us, on the girders, heal us, restore us, Lord God. Help us to be overcomers, help us to be victorious in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for the miracle, Father God, that you have already pronounced over our lives. And, Lord, may we see the evidence of it in the name of Jesus continually, Lord God, we pray. In the name of Jesus, as we magnify and glorify and extol your name to the highest of all, in all things, O God, in every way that it shall be praised. We thank you, Lord God, not because of who we are, but, my Father, because of whose we are, because of everything that you place within us, oh God, that you are yet, hallelujah, working in us. And Father, we are yet striving, some of us, Lord God. We have not arrived as yet. But Father God, we are pressing into. And as we press into, Father God, you will just reach down and pull us on into that place that we need to come, that we may receive the fullness of joy forevermore and all that you have for us here on this earth. And when that time, Father God, comes, that we would be also received, Father God, as we depart. But Lord, I praise you for extended years in the name of Jesus on this earth. For those, Lord God, that need it, they haven't finished their calling, they haven't finished their work, they're still working, they need to do a work. You have called them, ordained them, and anointed them to do what needs to be done. Lord God, help them to do it, help them to accomplish it. Move sickness, disease, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring them out from among murky waters in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let the waters be pristine, clear, Father God, in their lives, Lord God, representing the Spirit, Father God, they have clarity, Father God, they're not having anything that is diluted, Father God, or anything that, Father God, may be contaminated, Lord God, in any way that should not be. Lord, work a miracle in the heart and the lives of the people in the name of Jesus for your honor and for your glory. Help them to see, help them to know, help them to understand. And, oh God, help them to move accordingly in the name of Jesus. You draw them closer, hallelujah, glory to God. And as you draw closer to them, Father God, we know that there's going to be a match, that's going to be one that's going to be beneficial, Father God, for us as well as them in the name of Jesus. And it's going to bring you to glory in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Father, for the miracle work and breakthrough power that you're doing now and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. Thank you, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. A bright, bright, sunshiny day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To come, hallelujah, glory to God. But I just want to take a moment, praise God, and remind you that I want you to come back, praise God, and be with us again as we pick back up on our subject matter. Of course, we are talking about anger. We are dealing with the subject of a psychological aspect of it, where we are talking about psychological manipulation. And also, we're going to be picking back up, as I said on the onset of the show, with the term indirect aggression and also obsessive behavior. Now, indirect aggression tells us that it's such as stockpiling resentment that are expressed behind people's backs, getting the silent treatment or under the breath mutterings, avoiding eye contact, putting people down, gossiping, anonymous complaints, poison pen letters, or stealing and cunning. And we know that we have all, at some point, time, another, in our walk in this life, has seen some of this, if not most. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. So come and join me as we're going to pick back up on this particular subject. Also, obsessive behavior. And that tells us that it's such as needing to be inordinately clean and tidy, making a habit of constantly checking things, over dieting or overeating, demanding that all jobs be done perfectly. Sometimes that is a spirit of a perfectionist. That also is characterized on that. So come back and join with us. We want to pick back up on these two terms. And as the Holy Spirit will lead us, whatever, however he wants us to go with this, we're going to take this on through by the grace of God on our next show. Again, thank you for being with us here today on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Praise God and joining with us in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just thank God for that. Thank God for your presence. And also, I want to remind you that if you don't know Jesus Christ, praise God, we know that Christmas is coming up soon. That represents, praise God, the birth of Christ, praise God, and that he came, praise God, into this world, hallelujah, glory to God, that he may be an instrument in the Father's hand to play a major part, a major role in our lives, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, those who would come at some point in time to recognize, accept, praise God, and make that commitment to him, because he would want to give his life on the cross, even though he came as a babe in a manger, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, as we celebrate for Christmas, but he would one day become a man, and that man would give his life for mankind, praise God, and of course for mankind's redemption. So we want to say thank God for that too as well, and we do ask you that if you haven't accepted him already, that you would open your heart to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Ask Jesus to come in to forgive you of all your sin and wash and cleanse you with his holy, hallelujah, glory to God, his holy blood, the blood that came from him that cleansed and purified, sanctified, in God, hallelujah, glory to God, every inch of us. It's still working, hallelujah, glory to God, in faith. But it was that atonement on the cross of Calvary, of shed blood of Calvary, that became the faith tool that it needed, hallelujah, glory to God, to be for us, and that we needed, praise God, to stand in our stead, because Jesus did that for all humanity. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we want to invite you just to ask him to come into your heart, sup with you. Hallelujah, glory to God. He is knocking at the door of your heart. Accept and receive him into your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Make that commitment and make that dedication. Hallelujah, glory to God. Repent of anything that you know you're doing and ask him for mercy and grace. Ask him to receive you unto himself. And he will do that in the name of Jesus, that you might be saved. And then ask the Holy Spirit to fill you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet with his precious Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, even as I speak it forth now, that those that are under the sound of my voice will open their heart. They will come. And, oh God, they will accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And, Lord, we thank you for filling them with your precious Holy Ghost power and anointing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we'll continue to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Again, I say thank you in Jesus' name. And I say to you, thank you so much for being with us here on, praise God, the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show here. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are going to get ready to go back to the music. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. But again, we thank God for your wonderful presence. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And all that, you know, he's doing for you and I and all of us together. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We can't thank him enough because he is a good God. He is a wonderful Father. Even in the midst of all the times and things we've gone through, so many people don't want to believe that. They don't want to receive that. He is still good. Hallelujah. It doesn't make him any less good. Amen. Come on and shout, somebody, and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you again for being with us here today on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Until next time, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb, yes, yes, Father, thank you, Lord, thank you for touching them, yes, Lord, thank you for touching, now, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your blessing, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for pulling that one in, Lord, in Jesus' name, oh, Father, thank you for it now, in the name of Jesus, for that soul, thank you for everyone that is coming in and making commitment, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, fill them, Father, Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and transform their lives. In Jesus' name, for your honor and for your glory, I pray. And I'll be so careful to give your name the praise for our home as well. In the name of Jesus. And all, Father God, our families and all of us that, Lord God, that all that not yet come to the saving knowledge and the grace, the hallelujah that has been given. Oh, God, I pray, Father, that their hearts will be open to receive in Jesus' name, that they may obtain salvation. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, no greater gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to Jesus.
So, let the conversation.